In our study regarding the attributes of God, today we're looking at God is patient. We all have to be patient sometimes. We have to wait. You have to wait to your turn to get a drink of water at the water faucet. You have to wait for the bathroom. You have to wait in line to get an ice cream cone. You have to be patient. And if you go to Disneyland, you wait for everything. If you're not patient, you're not going to have a good time at Disneyland because it's a lot of waiting. But does God have to wait? Does God have to be patient? And if he has to wait, what is he waiting for? Well, he's waiting for you. In 2 Peter chapter 2, people were complaining, "When is Jesus coming back?" They were running out of patience. Why doesn't he just come already? Peter tells us what God is waiting for. 2 Peter 2:9, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness." He is coming back. He's going to fulfill his promise. But he is patient toward you. He's waiting for you. He is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Who is Paul talking about? Who is this you? Well, these are God's children, referred to in Ephesians chapter 1 as those chosen before the foundation of the world. But many of them still have not repented of their sin. They haven't believed in Jesus yet. And God is giving them time. God is waiting because God is patient. There's a sense in which God is not wishing that any should perish. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. He doesn't enjoy torturing people. He doesn't enjoy their suffering. But he does love justice. Isaiah 61:8, "I, the Lord, love justice." When the time is up, judgment day will come, and God will enjoy throwing the wicked into the lake of fire. Not because he enjoys their suffering, but because he loves justice. But for now, God is being patient. He is waiting for you who are his elect, his chosen ones. Ephesians 1 verse 4, "He chose us in him before the foundation of the world." He chose us. Jesus is waiting patiently for all of his chosen ones to come to him. That's why he hasn't come back yet. Because when he does, it's game over. It's judgment day for all who have not repented and turned to Christ. God has a long history of being patient. God told Abraham, "I'm going to destroy Sodom." It was a terrible, evil city with anger, hatred, violence, murder. God's patience had run out, and he was done with them. But Abraham pleaded with God, "What if there are 50 righteous in the city? Will you spare the city?" He continues in Genesis 18:24-25. "Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be it, be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" How bold, how audacious. Abraham confronts God. He tells God, "You need to do what is right." Genesis 18:26, God responds. And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham says, "Well, what if there are 45? Or 40, or 30. Bear with me, God. Be patient with me. What if there are only 10? And God said, I won't destroy the city if there are 45 or 40 or 30. I won't destroy the city even if there are only 10 righteous people. But there weren't even 10 righteous people. The only righteous ones were Lot's family. And ultimately, God sent angels to warn Lot's family to get out of Sodom. And then he destroyed the city. Oh, the patience of God to put up with evil people. Oh, the patience of God even to entertain this conversation with Abraham. In the Bible, you don't see God described specifically with the word patient very often. But we do see the Bible saying that God is slow to anger. Numbers 14:18, the Lord is slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgression. You see this all over the Bible. What does God's patience look like? It's slow to anger. God doesn't get angry quickly. It is abundant in loving kindness. He's full of love for us. It's forgiving. He is willing to forgive us. He wants to forgive us. That's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. That's what God's patience looks like. Acts 13:18. For a period of about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. Notice it says that. He put up with them. That's patience. Have you ever put up with someone? Maybe you had a brother or sister who was irritating you, or a friend at school who was being mean, but you weren't mean back. You didn't return evil for evil. No, you put up with their mean words. You didn't fight back. You didn't say mean words back to them. You were patient and kind. That's how God is. God is patient. The Israelites were terrible to God in the desert. They worshipped a golden calf. They grumbled and complained. Now, God could have destroyed them, but he didn't. He put up with them. Why? Because God is patient. Why is God patient? I'll give you three reasons. And then we'll talk about what happens when God's patience runs out. Number one, his patience is for the glory of his great name. His patience is one of the things we worship him for. Isaiah 48:9, for the sake of my name, I delay my wrath. And for my praise, I restrain it for you, in order not to cut you off. He says, I delay my wrath. God holds back. He puts up with us because he is patient. And he says, I'm being patient for the sake of my name. He's being patient so that you and I, so that we will glorify him and honor his great name. And we will say and we will sing, Lord, I praise you because you are patient. You are slow to anger, you are forgiving of sin, and you are abounding in love. Number two, his patience is to give us time to repent. And he is patient for you. Regarding his judgment and wrath, he says, I restrain it for you. For his people. He doesn't want to just cut us off or to destroy us. So he gives us more time so that we will repent and turn to him. Number three, he is patient because he is testing you. He's testing your heart. Will you believe? Will you confess your sin? Will you repent? In Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, God says to Israel, You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. 40 years God took to test the Israelites in the wilderness. Similarly, God is testing you. He is watching. He is waiting to see what you will do with your life. Will you obey him? Will you believe him? Will you walk in his ways? He doesn't just kill you the first time you sin, because he's waiting to see what you will do next. But beware, his patience will not last forever. There will be a judgment day. Time will come to an end. Patience will come to an end. Jesus will return, and he will judge the world in righteousness. 2 Peter 2, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Your sin will be exposed. God's patience will come to an end, and then the day of the Lord will come. There will be a day when God judges the world, but you won't know when it's coming. It will come like a thief. It will be unexpected. It will be a surprise. But for now, God is holding off. Why? So that you have time to repent of your sin and put your faith in Jesus. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. If you repent of your sin and beg God to save you, he will. Why? Because God is patient. God is willing to save you today. Tomorrow he might not. You might not live until tomorrow. Jesus might come back tonight. This might be your very last chance to be saved. Today is the day of salvation. So believe in Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin and determine to follow Jesus. And do it today. I'd encourage you to subscribe to our channel and press like. Thanks so much.